Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, let's catch up with our texting tutor segment that we did before we took off. Because if you guys remember, it was Rachel that was trying to reach out and make sure that her niece and her nephew are behaving at Thanksgiving. And she was trying to tell her sister, like, well, what are we going to do? Because they're always out of hand. And that texting tutor kind of went sideways. Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Oh, how deep do you want us to go? Cassie, why didn't you tell her? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, the emergency department looks really pretty this time of year.
Is it called an ED instead of an ER now?
No, I think my family calls it ED because I think it's a British thing. So they call it emergency department. So it's ER, but that's in my head.
You got to lose that.
Oh, you don't like me saying ED?
No. It's just bad.
Is it triggering?
It's just bad for dudes and business. But thank you, Rachel. So, okay, remind us exactly what happened leading up to Thanksgiving here, because your niece and nephew were totally out of hand.
Oh, my gosh. So, as some of you remember, I needed help because my sister has these two kids. They're great, except when they go to other people's homes. And they jump on furniture. They throw things. I mean, I feel like this is out of the ordinary. I know some kids are just kind of hyper. But these two, I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of my new in-laws. I had just gotten married. And my in-laws are a little bit more...
hoity-toity?
Yes, thank you. That's a great word. and so, you know, I really wanted to make a good impression. And on top of the whole thing, like, my family, usually it's just kind of... everyone's just kind of scattered about the house. People are watching TV. And it doesn't really feel like a Thanksgiving. It just feels like we're hanging out on a regular old day. So I really always wanted... like everyone at the table, eating together, talking, no phones, no TV, just kind of being with each other. My sister didn't seem to get that. Like, we reached out to her with your help, and I was like, hey, could we do a kids' table? It'd be so much fun. And she was like, no. And then she kind of gave me like a little lecture on, oh, you're not being yourself. And I just feel like she didn't seem to get that this, I've just kind of been nice all these years, kind of catering to what everyone else wanted, and this is actually what I wanted. She just had never seen it before.
Right. Okay. So what were you anticipating going into Thanksgiving, and what exactly happened?
Okay. So I was thinking, since nobody listened to anything I'm saying, that the kids would just run rampant and I would just be completely embarrassed and would not be able to show my face at my in-laws' house ever again. But I ended up talking to my husband more about, like, what was my concerns and, you know, what his parents were going to think about my niece and nephew. He agreed that his parents would probably have, you know, a couple opinions, but they wouldn't actually say anything. They would just keep it to themselves. But I told him, I was like, that still would bother me, and I'd still be embarrassed if they even thought negative things about, like, anyone, you know, because that's my family. That's, you know, that represents me. So he actually offered to talk to his parents and kind of give them a heads up, like warn them about how I'm feeling and how they're going to behave.
Perfect. That way they have their expectations real low.
Yeah. Well, it actually turned out funny because his mom laughed and she was like, oh my God, I wouldn't have any thoughts or opinions, because she said that he and his brother were like way worse when they were kids, and that she was totally judged when she was their mom when they were the kids. And she knows like every kid is different and kids can be difficult. And she's like, look, people have opinions about children all the time. She doesn't have that. She'll have opinions about poor behavior in adults. But when it comes to kids, she's totally understanding. And, you know, she's like, kids can be wild. They can be poorly behaved, but they're kids. And what was really great was when Thanksgiving arrived, I was still super nervous because my sister and her kids were the first ones to arrive. And of course the kids did what we thought they were going to do. They ran rampant and jumped on the furniture and all this stuff. But when my in-laws arrived, my mother-in-law, but she just kind of gave me like a little like wink and was like, I got this. And she helped defuse the situation. She played games with the kids and they totally liked her. And she actually made the whole thing easier.
How about that?
Wow.
How
about that? Yeah. Worked out.
I did not see that coming at all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, me neither.
Sometimes we can get so wrapped up in like the worst case scenario that, it's more stressful than the actual reality of what's going on.
And isn't it lovely when people surprise you in the best way?
Amen. Absolutely.
Doesn't happen often, so
nope.
All right, Rachel, thank you for the update. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.